We are all excited for the big gig this year coming up on June 12th. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. Joe Walsh will be our guest and, of course, headlining Bad Company. And from Bad Company, Paul Rodgers is on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Doing great.
How's Cynthia doing? How's your wife doing?
Oh, she's doing fabulous, man. Thanks for asking.
That's quite right. How are the horses?
All the horses? Well, the horses, we seem to be accumulating more and more of them as we go. It's funny. But, you know, it's great. It's all good.
It explains why you have to be on the road. You know, they eat like horses. Listen, when you guys put together this tour, the bill for it was the One Hell of a Night tour. It seemed like there's a serious mutual admiration going on between both of these bands, you and Joe Walsh and his guys.
Yeah, there is, really. There is. There always has been from way, way back. When I first met Joe, the first time I actually met him was before the Eagles, when he was working, as a solo artist at that time. Bad Company were all staying out in Malibu, and we all had these houses on the beach. Talk about rock stars. It was brilliant. And Boz had a party at his house, so I sat and talked with Joe. And he said to me, I've been offered this to audition to play with these guys called the Eagles. Have you heard of them? You know? He said, yeah, I heard of them, yeah. He said, but, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get away from the music business. I'm going to go to the country, and I'm going to blah, 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 blah. And that's it. And I said, well, you know what you might want to do is just have a jam with them and then go to the country. And he did that. And next thing I heard, they were a band.
They're a band.
Yeah, he's great. And I think the music is really compatible. His music and our music goes really, really well together. And the tour has been fantastic. You know, it's just such a great camaraderie backstage between us. And we're always, ribbing each other. Uh-huh. It's funny, it's great, yeah.
I was going to ask about that, because which is more interesting to be a part of, watching him play guitar or his sense of humor?
You know, it's a good point. He's got such a great sense of humor. I mean, I did a little check of their show the other night, and he was introducing, I'd like to introduce the band, but I can't remember their name. He kills me. It's great. Yeah.
Speaking of band members, you got Rich Robinson from the Black Crowes on guitar in your band this year. What's up with Mick Ralphs? Why did he decide to sit out?
Yeah, I know. Good question, actually. Well, the thing is, though, we thought we were all set to go, and Mick was already and everything, and we announced the tour, and then he looked at the dates. I think perhaps he hadn't looked at the dates until that point, and he just went, I can't do this. So I had to think around for, what do you do at that point late in the day? So I had just done, there was an award ceremony for Jimmy Page, a sort of lifetime achievement award, basically, for all the things he's done for music. And a lot of people were invited to come down and play a lot of the history of Led Zeppelin and Jimmy Page, the Yardbirds and all that. So I was part of that history in a way with the Firm. So I went down and did a couple of Firm songs. And Rich was in my band. They put a band together for that, which is a great band. And, I loved his playing. And I said to him at that time, we should do something together, somewhere down the road. And he said, yeah, I'd love to do that. But I didn't think it would be this soon. So, when Mick said, well, we better call Rich, and I better take him up on that. And Rich was very much up for it, and he's doing great. We're doing different things as well. There's a lady called Lucy Pillar who really is our biggest fan. She goes back way, way to the Free Days and all of that. She has all our history together. It was her birthday, so we said, let's do Lucy in the Sky tonight. And dedicated to, the Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky.
We've come across it.
Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. You might have heard of the Beatles. I don't know. We've done it a couple of times. I sort of kept it in the set because it was so much fun to do.
We noticed today that you guys had done it on Saturday, and I wanted to ask you, is this something you're throwing into the show regularly, and will we see it here in Philadelphia?
I think it will stay in the set. I don't know how long it lasts, because, it depends how people receive it. You know, mm-hmm. they might react like, well, this isn't mad company. This isn't what we came to see. So I'll see how people take it. But, you know, people are loving it. I can
guarantee you it will go over real well here.
I will definitely bear that in mind. You know.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Paul Rogers is our guest. Paul, I have to take care of some quick business, and then we can come back and talk some more, okay?
Beautiful.
We'll be back to talk to Paul Rogers more right after this. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Paul Rogers of Bad Company, our guest. You guys just announced a UK tour, which is being called the Swan Song Tour. Is that in relation to your former label, or is that a beginning of a goodbye?
It's a bit of both, really, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a bit of both. You know, it all depends. It's difficult to say, really, how long we will continue to play, really. I mean, you know, when your guitarist calls up and says, I don't really want to do it because I don't really want to do the flights and all that, you've got to think, well, I don't know how long we'll be mm-hmm. doing this, really. Mm-hmm. Nobody's getting any younger. It's kind of grueling being on the road.
Yeah.
But the energy level on stage is fantastic, actually. So who knows, really? But the thing is, Mick has said, yes, I want to do the English arm because I don't have to do all that, you know, the English leg of the tour. I don't have to. Is it an arm or is it a leg? I'm not really sure.
Well, you mentioned the touring is grueling for you, but yet your voice is as solid as ever. How do you keep it that way?
Well, it's God-given, actually. I mean, God bless whoever gave me this, because I still can do it, and I love doing it. I mean, I have to take care, but, you know, it's hard to say, really. I'm blessed. I really am.
You
Thanks
are.
For asking.
It's amazing.
Now, before the concert happens, we will, of course, you know, pin down Simon and ask him, you know, some questions. And he's always a hoot to talk to.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Is there something you could tell us that no one else really knows that we could say to Simon that would just surprise the hell out of him?
No.
That's a no, nothing I want to share.
No, I'll leave you to do the nailing down. But give me one for me, will you?
Okay, do you have a funny Simon story?
Well, many. I remember we were in, when the 70s, we arrived in America, and we played in Houston the first night, and mm-hmm. we played in Dallas the second night, and it was a huge monster crowd, and we finished the end of the show in Dallas, and Kirky jumps up to the mic when everybody's revving, and they were like, yeah! And he goes, thank you, Houston! And I went, woo! I said, that Kirky's having such a good time, he doesn't even know where he is. And then we got back up.
Oh, well, Paul Rogers of Bad Company, our guest, of course, Bad Company, Joe Walsh, and our very own Tommy Frohlich Trio, all part of the big gig coming up Sunday the 12th. Tickets are still available through Ticketmaster.com. And, of course, this coming weekend, we give you the opportunity to get VIP tickets. We're talking about parking. We're talking about good seats. And someone will get the grand prize of getting to go backstage and meeting both of the bands and one of the best people you would ever want to meet in rock and roll, Paul Rogers. Our guest. Paul, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Absolutely. Thanks, John.
All right. You take care. Send my love to Cynthia.
I certainly will.